folks, and welcome to Telling Tinder Tales, the show where people get to tell their interesting dating stories with me, Chris O'Neill.
And me, Thomason Lockwood. On today's show, we have three guests, Hadja, Waldo and Paolo, calling in from different locations. They'll tell their tales and we'll all get to ask them some questions.
Coming up on today's show.
I just got so unbelievably drunk. You know when you get so drunk that you're sober?
And then she said to me one night, So when was the last time you made out with anybody? Hooked up, I think the Americans call it.
And then one thing led to another. We were watching the episode and I ended up being on top of him, if you know what I mean.
Hadja, when you're ready, tell us where you're from and tell us your Tinder tale.
So I am based in London. I'm telling this one because it is actually a Tinder tale. It's not from any of the other apps. I was on Tinder for 24 hours and I matched with a guy and we went out for 3 months. I went through a divorce. I mean, I'd been with my ex-husband for 8 years, so it was quite a big deal to sort of step foot in that world again. And I went on Tinder, and because I see scrolling as like a mission, I finished it within 24 hours. There was no one left in the area, and I think I managed to get a couple of matches, and one of them was a German, and we'll call him Herman, which is how I referred to him when I was telling all my friends about him. Herman's a German. And so, yeah, I met this guy, and he was very lovely, had my sense of humour, love a German sense of humour. I think one of the things I loved was that I have always struggled to get into any routine. I think I last about 2 weeks in any routine, and he had had the same routine for 10 years. He was that German. I think this whole experience was me managing myself and being a version of myself I really wanted to be. And so at that time, I didn't really drink. I allowed myself one drinking day a week, which he told me was very attractive. So I was like, good, that's a tick for that. I'm attractive. And I was very self-contained, very sort of smiley and nice, but I was still very much sort of grieving the marriage. I managed to keep up this thing for about 3 months. I met his mum, like, you know, week 12, met his mum, met his brother. It was, you know, I thought, oh, maybe there's something here. By the end of it, I was observing him a lot. And I remember he didn't walk me to my door. And that really, like, annoyed me. And I was like, this is over for him as well. But I kept it all inside until October 31st, the Saturday night for Halloween parties, and I got so abominably drunk and wearing a catsuit as well. I looked hot as anything, and he made just a couple of points. You know when people just check you're not too crazy? I was like, it was in my house. It was my party in my house, in my flat with my friend. And I just got so unbelievably drunk. You know when you get so drunk that you're sober? You feel like everything is so clear. You're like, I know exactly, this is the truth. This is the kernel of truth. Yeah. And I just laid into him for hours upon hours, telling him absolutely everything that was wrong with him. And then he broke up with me, obviously. And basically, when we met up a week later, I told him, I was like, I think this was all too soon after my divorce. And he said, and I'm going to do the accent, but that was 9 months ago. And I loved it. I was like, oh no, yeah, you're right, I should be over it by now. I just loved it. It was the most German response. And yeah, I mean, I love a German, and he was extremely funny, but he did not mean that in humour. He genuinely couldn't believe that I wasn't over this marriage that defined my 20s. And yeah, so that was all kind of, for me, like a lesson in all the things we think we're managing ourselves, but we're not. We're still just presenting an image to other people. And I just loved the extremes of being this perfect girl for 3 months and then an absolute nightmare. That's my Tinder tale.
Very nice. Very nice. I love the image of you, like, dressed in this, like, beautiful, like, cat suit for Halloween, like, the eyeliner's on point, just screaming at this man, like...
Oh, it was worse. I think that was the thing. It wasn't screaming. It was calm, just telling him everything that was on my mind. He didn't know I was that drunk. I must have had 12 glasses of very, very strong punch. I was just hammered. But so, like, yeah, it was nuts. I've never been that drunk.
So you're one of those drunks where, like, yeah, when someone's really drunk, they just seem weird.
rather than drunk because they seem sober. Well, my question for you is, what do you mean by complete the apps? I'd love to know, like, what that is. It just the same profiles are coming around? How does that look?
Completing the apps for me is we've run out of men in your area in like a 10-mile radius. You've literally swiped, and I would like to say I'm fairly discerning on the apps. I'm quite critical, but I'm quite afraid. I think I look for red flags where there aren't any. And I'm like, oh, he's showing his watch in a weird way. No, you know, that sort of thing. So I literally would just, yeah, swipe mostly left. If I got into Candy Crush, I probably wouldn't be on dating apps. It's just something to do.
If you found that first, yeah.
Yeah, great. Basically.
Chris, what's your question?
I just wonder, did you hear if he actually went into therapy afterwards?
I hope so. He would have he definitely needed it after that. I can't remember a single thing I said to him. I just literally have one or two flashbacks of just sat talking very calmly on my bed to him. What I love though is my French friend afterwards, she told me, she's like, he is not strong enough for you. But that is, that's it. Yeah, he's not strong enough.
Great. I'd love to hand the questions over to our other guests today. Paolo, do you have a question for Hadja?
My question is, do you believe he was right in saying 9 months is long enough? Surely he had the decency to, like, understand it, right?
I don't think he did. I mean, I think if he would be over something like that in 9 months, then I guess he doesn't understand why someone else wouldn't be. I mean, I don't think it's long enough for anyone, but some people might process their emotions quicker than that. And with him, It was just nice and fun until it absolutely wasn't for him. I'm very good at ripping off band-aids. I'm like, right, that's it. That's done. We won't drag this out.
So you're tearing down his personality. Waldo, do you have any questions for Hadja?
Are you still in touch with his mum and brother?
That would be I mean, his brother was very good looking. His brother was probably more my age, actually.
I mean, I think you're allowed to say that.
Sorry, my cat just woke up from that squeal. I'm sorry. He's yeah, I mean, he had a good looking. We dated for 3 months, and he had a nice looking brother. And no, funnily enough, not in touch with anyone.
Sometimes the brother is just way more attractive than the one you're dating. You know,
it happens.
Well, exactly. I would say they're both equally attractive, just different types.
But are they though?
So thank you very much for that. And Waldo, do you have a story, and where are you calling in from?
Chris, hi. I'm in Rotterdam at the moment. And just so you know, I am that other brother. Because my first girlfriend said to me one day, one side of your face is different to the other. So I was like, yeah, okay. And she goes, yeah, that side's all right. You look like your brother. He's a very good looking boy.
tell me that's not the Tinder tale, Waldo.
No, I was just warming you up.
Okay,
so yeah, I have some tales. So I did it a lot, actually, over years, sporadically. It's like Amazon for people, and then but there's a flip to that coin, because it's not, is it? It's like every time you click on something, it's sold out, or they haven't got it in your size. So I went on loads of dates. One in particular happened with a girl who was living in New York when I was in London, and she had a really like hot profile, and I sent her a message saying, great profile. I didn't really expect anything else to come of that. And she wrote back saying, thanks a lot. And somehow we sort of started, I guess we just started talking, and that went on for a couple of days, maybe a week, messaging. And I just thought, wow, what a great person. How annoying that she lives in New York. And then we had a Zoom chat. We have a Zoom chat. Let's have a Zoom chat. And we did. And she was like charming, and she had great energy and things that you start to get when you speak to somebody. And for a couple of weeks, we did that more and more. Like every night, she said, I was going to go out with my mates, but I wanted to stay in with you. And I said, look, why don't we just like go halves and meet up somewhere, either New York or London? And she didn't really respond to that. And I tried it a couple of times. And this went on for maybe a month, at which point she already said she was crazy about me. So I said, well, why don't you come over? But she wouldn't. And I just thought, hey, this is ridiculous. Anyway, I was up late, and we'd stay up late and chatting. And it was like 4 a.m. because remember, she's on New York time. And then can I be blunt? We have phone sex. Is that too blunt?
No.
There we go. That's the extent of our relationship, right? So it was like clearly blossoming. Oh, and then she says to me one night, so when was the last time you met out with anybody? hooked up, I think the Americans call it. And I was thought about it. I was like, I think it was a week before last. She just got really furious and hung up.
Ooh.
And wrote to me saying, I don't want to speak to you anymore. And I wrote back to her saying, can we just establish that you and I met, became friends, fell for each other, made out, had an argument, split up, and we've never actually met? And that is what happened.
Wow.
So to be clear, she felt that because you'd actually, in the real world, been in some way intimate with another human being, you were being unfaithful.
Yeah,
to
I think
her.
That's what it was.
Is that more or less the executive summary?
I didn't
here?
Read the yeah. small print.
Well, no, I think that's, yeah, I'm not sure that I think you could be claimed to be genuinely cheating. But anyway, Thomason, what's your take on international infidelity, or whatever the right phrase is?
Well, I have to say that Waldo is giving Hadja's ex a run for his money here in terms of German efficiency. You got through a whole relationship in a little bit of, like, such a small amount of time. Like I have to commend you for that.
I'm still not over it, though.
Still not over it. But it's been 9 months. I think my question for you, Waldo, is you said at the beginning that you messaged her nice pic and you were like, oh, I didn't think it would work. But anyway, what was it that you didn't think would work? Like, are your opening lines usually a lot smoother and more thought out than that? Like, did you think she was out of your league? What was the thinking?
So the opening line has to be a compliment followed by something funny, followed by a question, right? Or you can't just say something. It's a science. No, the my issue with it was the fact that she lived in New York, not the fact that my line wasn't that good.
I see. Yeah. Wow.
I think we're going to have to rename the podcast Telling Tinder Techniques.
Yeah.
Subscribe for that one.
That's on the Patreon.
Hadja, have you a take on this neo-German approach to dating?
What was the full timeline of this from your first message to... last?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. 6 weeks, maybe a bit more.
6 weeks?
It's a full-on relationship.
And you'd been messaging, like, constantly, like it was a real...
Every night. Staying up at night, coming home, just spending the night together.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird one, because I can understand if she's getting swept up in this, then she's like, oh, I'm... Like, nothing else can get in the way, like he's thinking about, like... But yeah, it is a bit... It just reminds you of how volatile the whole dating thing is and how people are reading so much in to stuff. Like, something I'm finding this time around is, like, you have to be present in each situation, and they might be doing their own thing the rest of the time, and that's absolutely fine. It's just what's going on in this moment. Do you like it or not? But the weight of expectations people put on it. My last line I got was, all he said was, I'm up for something regular and casual before hello.
Wow.
I'm like, what is wrong with hello?
Before hello, right.
Before hello.
That wasn't a copy and paste. He didn't get off chat. He wrote that himself.
When you said, yeah, because you said the girl, like, you thought she was out of your league. That feels, again, I hate this, but the hot crazy ratio thing. It's like,
Now, for any listeners who aren't aware of this, would you care to explain what you mean by that?
So I saw it on How I Met Your Mother, and Barney explains that there's an axis of hot and crazy, and the hotter a woman is, the more crazy she's allowed to be, basically, which is horrendous. But I don't know, maybe it was like she was so hot, you're like, that's why she's saying yes, and then it's going to be crazy.
I subscribe to those Venn diagrams, and the one I use is 40, over 40 and give a shit. It's just gone down this way.
Oh, do you have an age? What's your age range? That's the standard question.
Ooh.
Are you asking me that now?
I am.
Yes.
Look, I mean, I was on this a couple of years ago.
That always means 18.
No,
plus.
No, it's really, no, it's God, you've asked me that. Such a can of worms. Up to 45.
How old are you?
Hold on.
There is zero judgment, because my lower one is 28. I was literally looking for people 28 to 30 for a while, and I'm 38, so...
Paolo, have you any questions?
I was going to say that last answer from him was absolutely fabulous, because, like, when I get older, that would be my answer, really. How old are you? Older. That's all you need to know, love. No, but my question is, during this length of time of talking, did you guys discuss babies, marriage, and everything like this? Because, like, if this was in a matter of, like, a couple of weeks, this sounds like a whole marriage that Haja went through, but you did it in less time, you know?
I think you're right to bring up the time thing.
6 weeks is a long time in online dating. I mean, we could have made long plans, given that, you know, how far you can go one night. But no, she said, I'm crazy about you. But then she didn't want to come over. So I just thought, well, you know, whatever. I didn't realize that she was falling in love with me. She wasn't falling in love with me. She was falling in love with this flat image. Never saw her face. Didn't even know if she had a body. She might have just had like 5 legs.
But she fell in love with you in a matter of weeks.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Thank you very much for that Tinder tale. Let's move on to our final guest, Paolo. Tell us where you're calling from, and when you're ready, tell us your tale.
Hi, I'm RuPaul. I'm from California. No, I'm joking. I'm actually Paolo, living in London. And do I have a tale or two for you? Which is actually a bit of a connection, really. I was chatting with this guy. I'm not going to reveal his name, but we'll call him Doug. So I was talking to Doug. First of all, he's not really my type. He was more of a nerd, and I usually go for, like, big guys, stocky guys, guys with dad bods and all of that. And basically, we were talking. I actually enjoyed the conversation. And we just realized, yeah, this is not going to go anywhere, like, dating-wise. But it was more of a hookup. But we both basically had chemistry with each other. There was something about him that I really enjoyed. So I was like, hey, let's just try this, you know? And basically met up with him. Believe it or not, it was one of the best hookups I've had during my 20s, which was astonishing because when I saw him, I was like, you're not really for me. You don't do it for me. But next thing you know, something happened and it was actually great. So I was just like kind of surprised. However, I basically matched with this Singaporean guy. I'm going to call him Adi. And basically me and Adi were talking. It was all lovely. Keep in mind, this one was also a nerd, so he's not really my type as well. But I was like, he seems like a nice guy. But anywho, talking to Adi. And then he's like, oh, you seem really nice. Like, I would love to take you on a date. I think it was like the day before we went on our date, he messaged me on Tinder and he was just like, I just wanted to let you know about one thing. And then get this, he was just like, oh, just let you know, you actually hooked up with one of my housemates a few years ago on Tinder. And I was just like, wait, what? And then he's like, yeah, you hooked up with a guy called Doug. Do you remember him? And I was just like, for F mother bloody sake, you know? I was just like, what on earth is going on? And then you know what he had the nerve to do after? He was just like, oh, just FYI, he's giving me his blessing to date you. The moment he said that, I was just like, excuse you? Like, excuse him as well, but like, excuse you. What the hell is going on here? So when he told me that, he was just like, oh, yeah, he told me that you like this, you like that, blah, 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 all this and all that. And in my mind, I was just like, I don't know how to feel about this. So I was just like, you know what, just for giggles, I'm going to go on this date, waiting for him at the dining table inside the restaurant. And then he comes in, and guess what he brings? He brings his adorable dog, which is one of those Japanese breeds. He brings a Shiba Inu, and like the first thing I do is just like, oh my God, you're so cute, blah, blah, blah. Immediately in my head, I was like, this date is over already because like, I'm already in love with this dog than you. Sorry to say. But like, I kid you guys not, I literally still have a photograph of me and a dog just having a selfie together in the dining table, which he took because I told him to take it. Because let's be honest, if I took a picture with him, it's not going to look great. But with me and a dog, honey, it was a fabulous duo dynamic situation happening. The only thing he wanted to know about the whole date was, oh, So what did you do with Doug on this day? Oh, what were you talking about Doug this time? Blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was just like, I feel like I am getting tested by housemates working together for some reason. Like, that was my theory. But at the same time, I'm just like, this is weird. And then by the end of the day, we said our goodbyes. And I'm not even joking. The moment I get to the tube, I go on Tinder and he's already blocked me.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like, oh, you know what? Kind of saw it coming in a way. Because like the day didn't go well. He obviously knew that the dog was getting more attention than he was. I think it was like a few months later, Doug started talking to me again on Tinder. And he was like, hey, sorry that the date with Addy didn't go well. I just need a person to talk to. So I was like, okay, cool. Just come around my area. We'll go to a park, have some coffee. And then because we both like RuPaul's Drag Race, we came back to mine to watch an episode. And then one thing led to another. We were watching the episode and I ended up being on top of him, if you know what I mean.
Yay!
End of story, guys.
Wow, always end with a bang. That's what they say.
I know, right?
Excellent, truly. Excellent. First of all, I highly commend you for keeping your swearing to PG rating. You were like, mother friggin', what the F? Like, I'm so proud of you.
Honey, you know I'm a motor mouth. Anyways, so I was struggling here.
For the listeners, Paolo actually is a friend of mine, but I have not heard that story before. I have so many follow-up questions. I will ask just one. First of all, I was so worried when you said, and he brought his dog. I thought for a minute that you said he brought his Doug and that he had brought Doug along to the date. If that had happened, what would you have done?
I would just look at both of them and I would just be like, really? And I'll turn around and just go home and just have a glass of wine because, like, this ain't it, girl.
Great. Chris?
My question is, you know the picture of you and the dog, right?
Yes.
Do you use that on your Tinder profile?
You know what? That's actually a very fabulous question. I'm not even going to joke. I actually love that picture so much that I actually put it on Tinder. I forgot to tell you the part where when Doug came back and started talking to me again, it was because of that picture, because he was like, oh, I know that dog.
I know that little chipolata.
It wasn't a chipolata. That was a different story.
And then he asked me, oh, is this the photo from the day? I was just like, why are we going there?
I had not heard that before, so I am genuine. That is impressive, yeah. Very good. Excellent.
I mean, good question to ask, because, like, if you didn't ask me, I totally forgot about that situation, you know?
I love it. Hadja, any questions?
How do you feel about geeky men now? Are you still sort of going outside of type?
Listen, I have a discreet liking for nerdy, geeky types. And the thing is, like, It's not even about the looks or anything. It's like, for example, if I saw a nerdy guy but he had like a nice physique, it's mostly about the specs. If they're wearing nice glasses, honey, sign me up right there, right now, because we are talking.
I'm gonna send you a picture of someone I've been on a recent date with. Mwah, perfect.
I think that's a damning indictment. Yeah. If ever I heard one of somebody, you're going to send it. Go on.
Waldo, do you have any questions?
It's interesting because it sounds like you genuinely had a connection with Doug. There was chemistry, but not that kind of chemistry. Are you still in touch?
He actually somehow found me on Instagram and followed me after the last time I saw him. And I do this thing on Instagram where I'm the kind of person that likes to post body positivity. So sometimes I like to show a bit of cheeky butt pictures, put it on my Instagram stories, but not like explicit like that. We're talking about like very positive kind of like pictures, right? Every time I do that, Doug always messages me with a reply saying, oh, you're bloody hot. Oh, I wish we could go for round three, blah, blah, blah. I was like, honey, that was time ago. I'm 3008. You are 2008, honey.
So poetic. Where did you hear that?
Good. Okay.
The Black Eyed Peas, honey. Boom, boom, pow.
Thomason, have you anything to add to all this before we go?
No, just I would love to hand it over to the guests if they have anything to plug before we go. Hadja?
Just my Instagram, if anyone wants to follow me, Hadja J. Woodland. I do comedy and singing, so hopefully I'll have some dates coming up.
And Waldo, do you have anything to plug?
Is that another Tinder phrase? I'm here, I'm your man.
You heard it here first, folks.
Right, okay.
Excellent. And in case anyone would like to see Paolo's tasteful butt pictures, Paolo, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, if you do like to...
Wait.
Guys, you just
thought
of this.
Wait a minute.
So if you like to slide in on my DMs or like to come in for a massage, because I'm actually a qualified licensed massage therapist, nothing sexual, just a friendly, good old massage.
I'm so sorry.
Old traditional massage.
He actually really is a very good professional masseuse. I'm so sorry.
Oh, plug your professional activities.
But if you did like this tale, but if you did like my tale and you do like to slide in my DMs while seeing a gorgeous butt photo, my handle is House of Paolo the German way, H-A-U-S of Paolo. With a U, not an O, because I'm not Spanish. I'm Portuguese girl.
Well, listen, if you enjoyed listening to our podcast today, please give us a review and a follow for a small up-and-coming podcast. It really makes all the difference for our visibility. Please give us a follow on Telling Tinder Tales. You can find us on Instagram. And yes, so please, please, please do review us. If you liked us, give us 5 stars. We'll send a German to your life to organise shit. And if you give us 1 star, I'm going to make Hadja dress in a cat suit and come and give you a character assassination. So, Chris, anything else?
Before we just get a goodbye from our guests, I suppose the moral of today's episode is don't take a dog on a date. Probably the best option. And so, folks, would you like to say goodbye? And we'll sign off. Thank you very much and goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Telling Tinder Tales is hosted and produced by me, Chris O'Neill, and Thomason Lockwood. Produced and edited by Lucy Regan, with music by Kinkas Morera. It's a Jester's Comedy Dublin production and is no way affiliated with or endorsed by Tinder. If you have a story to tell, please get in touch. Details are in the show notes. And if you like us, instead of swiping right, follow us on Instagram and or TikTok at Telling Tinder Tales.